This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real hometown values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at ManaquaCars.com.
In Ashland, Tamarack Health is replacing Ashland Ambulance Service with the more distant Great Divide Ambulance Service for non-emergency transport. This is effective April 10th, citing unfulfilled requests. The Ashland Daily Press reports that Great Divide's Monica Bigo noted the need for higher patients care. Mayor Matt McKenzie called the abrupt change, quote, out of the blue, end quote. And the Ashland ambulance faces revenue loss and a budget review, though Fire Chief Stuart Matthews delayed potential staff cuts until August. Emergency services are unchanged, and Tamarack has affirmed its commitment to regional partnerships despite communication issues. Wednesday, April 22nd from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m., there's a Bring Your Own Book Club over at the Phillips Public Library. Have you read something that you're excited to tell us about? Or maybe you enjoy hearing others review books that they've read? Maybe you're just always looking for new ideas on what to read. Well, you can join this book club that doesn't require you to read certain titles. You can just read anything you want. If you aren't currently reading a specific title, you can share a specific book you've read or just listen and get ideas for your to-be-read list. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 22nd, from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library.
For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin health officials are laying out their plan for just over $16 million coming to the state this year from national opioid settlements. The Department of Health Services says it'll fund treatment, prevention, and recovery programs after the state saw a 42% drop in overdose deaths last year. DHS has already sent money to counties and tribal nations for housing and law enforcement grants. The department will share more about its progress at the Wisconsin Substance Use Summit this August in Green Bay. In Western Wisconsin's battleground congressional race, Rebecca Cook says she's no longer accepting support from U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell. Cook says she was appalled by the sexual assault allegations against him and plans to give $5,000 in donations from his PAC to five charities. Cook is trying for a third time to win the seat, now held by Republican Derek Van Orden. Swalwell is denying the allegations. No one knows the outdoors like deer hunters, and the DNR wants to hear from them. The Department of Natural Resources is asking for thoughts on how to manage the state's deer herd for 2026. The agency says public feedback helps guide decisions on harvest limits and other key hunting rules. Citizen councils in each region will review herd numbers and take comments. You can weigh in online through today or at public meetings later this month. The final plan goes to the Natural Resources Board in June. A $600,000 grant will help statewide student mental health services. The program currently serves 21 districts and about 148,000 students. The funding helps reduce wait lists and expand access to mental health services. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The search is on for a new Bucks coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks looking for a new head coach, Doc Rivers, on stepping down after 2.5 years.
Well, I can tell you we're all on the same page. We've talked about it. We want it out pretty quick. I just don't want it. I want them to do it. It's better. But I think you guys pretty much know.
Rivers could return as a consultant, something he was doing for the team before being hired as head coach. The Bucks losing in Philly last night, 126-106. They finished the season with just 32 wins and 50 losses. In Madison, Chris McIntosh, leaving as athletic director of the Wisconsin Badgers. A report says he'll be accepting a job with the Big Ten Conference. McIntosh was the AD the past 5 years. Baseball. The Brewers have the night off after losing to the Nationals 8-6. The crew have now lost 5 in a row.
It's part of a major league season, and you just go through it. We expect a lot, and we've put ourselves in that position.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog this morning, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms here today. Our high right around 67 this afternoon. More thunderstorms tonight. Low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow showers with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.